Okay, so Tyson Briar's out for this weekend. Probable, Jawan, Kayvon, Omar, Kenny, Lewis, Peyton, Evan, Owen Daniels, and Vance Walker. Questionable. Let's see here. Where am I at? James Casey and Todd Davis. So that's where we're at. Coming off Prexville today.
What did you say about
did
that?
I miss anybody?
Nope.
Who?
Ty.
He's out.
He's out.
Did he just not make – is it any more
no,
serious?
No, he just hasn't made the progress we thought we were going to make. And so we expected to get him out here today and worked him out a little bit this morning and just made a decision that we're going to get him healthy. You know, so we're going to start back over Monday. We're going to give him the weekend off, start back over Monday, and go from there.
Who's your left tackle?
Ryan Harris will start at left. Michael will start at right.
It's only been a day. Tyler makes some progress for you.
Yeah, he's made progress. You know, and today was kind of our target day. You know, trying to get him going, but we didn't want to come out here and have a setback out here or something. So we worked him a little bit this morning to see where he was, and then you know just felt like we better go in this direction. That's what's best right now.
The on the running game type thing. Is some of that, you know, on the maybe you have to call them? It was because it's been like a 42-22 split on average pass to run,
yeah,
which is a little heavy on pass. But then again, I know you haven't. It's hard to call.
Yeah, you know, you just if you're not running the ball well, you feel like you're wasting some downs. You know, and the good thing about last week, Mike, we were protecting well, so I felt comfortable. We've got to play better on first down. You guys hit me on everything. You haven't hit me on that one, but we got to be better on first down. And so that was a point of emphasis last week. And so when you're not running the ball well, you're probably going to try to find a way to make some plays throwing it on first down. So that's a emphasis, has been an emphasis for us the last couple of weeks, point of emphasis.
Will Columbus be available then?
Yes, he's available. Yes. Yes.
Then?
Yes. He's ready to go. Yeah, he's prepared and ready to go. It's really nice to have a guy come in like that. It's a great pickup for us. Because he is so familiar with what we do and, you know, so very fortunate from that standpoint.
How has Ryan looked at left tackle?
Ryan's fine. Ryan's played there. You know, he's played there against good players in this league. You know, the majority of his work this week has been there because, we've had some things going on all week. Actually, today's the only day we had the group together, you know. So, but that's part of part of this business. So we just got to push through it. But Ryan's played a little bit everywhere.
Gary, we have a team that runs the ball as much as the Vikings and a bruiser like AP. How important is it to be deep up front, rotate a lot of guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to play them anyway, but, yeah, that's really important because they, you know, it's something they're going to stay committed to. They keep pounding on you, those type of things. So we've been playing five,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
Always have the ability to suit up six now that we're healthy, but we need to play well up front. We need to keep them contained.
Scope would look like he was making a push in the offseason, mm-hmm, to get that start. Then Ryan moved ahead of him when he got nicked up. Yeah. How did you like the way he kind of handled?
Well, I think he did make a good push throughout the course of the offseason. And he performed better on the right for us, you know, through the course of the offseason and training camp too. This is a great opportunity for Michael. You know, as a player, that's all you ask for. You know, work, and then someday, okay, hey, here we go, you know. And then you find out, you know. So it's a great opportunity for him. We got confidence in all our players, and we're going to need everybody to be successful through the course of the season. I'm so sorry. So it's Michael's turn. You know what I mean? So we've talked about that, and he's ready to go.
Okay. You're like, eliminate the competition. Take yourself next.
It's the six. It's too big a phone.
It's kind of hard to miss that one.
Yeah. Bring
your laptop.
Gary, how comfortable can Columbus get in a couple of days of practice with the scheme and the play call?
I think any time you've been you've played as long as he has, and, I mean, the good news is, I mentioned this yesterday, I mean, he's been active the last 3 weeks, so we didn't pick up a guy who hasn't played this year. And this guy's been active, been getting ready to play. So is it a lot to ask? Yes. But could we have been any more fortunate than to get a player who's in his position? Probably not.
So if he ends up playing, is that something that you might have to be careful with, play calling and manning?
I know what he knows, you know what I mean? I know what verbiage he knows, and obviously we'd never try to put anybody in an uncomfortable situation. So, yeah, we're familiar with that.
A few more for the
coach.
What
do you want to see from CJ to get him going this week, Brad?
Well, you know, I've talked to CJ. I, you know, when you're when you're evaluating a running game, we're talking about being better up front, giving more creases, doing that as coaches saying we got to create some space for these guys. But then you go to the backs and you say sometimes you got to create your own space. So he's worked really hard this week. We've had a really good physical practice on Thursday, and he responded well in that practice. But sometimes as a back, you got to do a little bit more. You got to make some, you know, you're in this league to make some plays that nobody else can make sometimes. And so we're calling on those guys to do some of that. So, you know, we're all trying to get better, but calling on everybody's best.
Is he still starting?
Yeah, that's fine.
Will Garcia get mixed in at all, do you think?
It probably all depends, you know, because we have some moving parts going on. The thing for Max, he's playing a little bit everywhere right now. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if we suit up 7 or 8. I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Gary, in that conversation with CJ, do you guys discuss patience? Because it's such a big part of this offense from the running back position, and sometimes just a little bit of.
Are you talking about way. When you're running back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about reads and those type of things, but you want guys to play. You know, I mean, you want them to cut loose and play, and sometimes you start pressing and trying to see too many things. I don't want them to press. I want them to get after it. You know, we're going to make mistakes, but let's make them going full speed. And he got to where he's at because he's capable of making those type of plays.
Okay, thank you.
All right, y'all have a good day.